FM on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online. 1 o'clock is the time. The news now read by David Cornett.
Anti-government protesters in Libya are reported to be gathering again on the streets of its second largest city, Benghazi. Yesterday, witnesses said troops opened fire on a funeral procession in the city using machine guns, mortars, large caliber weapons and even a missile. The campaign group Human Rights Watch says at least 173 people have been killed across Libya over the past few days. Other reports suggest that the figures could be far higher. Opposition groups in Bahrain have indicated that they won't hold talks with the country's rulers until hundreds of political prisoners have been released. A measure of calm has returned to the capital, Manama, after government forces withdrew from the main square, and Bahrain's king said he was prepared for his son, the Crown Prince, to meet opposition leaders. Six people have been killed and many wounded in the past week. Protesters have also been out on the streets of Morocco demanding political reform and limits on the powers of the king. There have been demonstrations in the capital Rabat and in Casablanca. Police have watched the protests from a distance. The Justice Secretary, Ken Clark, says the UK will seek reforms of the European Court of Human Rights to determine what powers it should have over British Parliament and law. David Cameron has been unhappy with a series of rulings from the court, the most recent concerning voting rights for prisoners. Cumbria police say a 92-year-old man killed his 89-year-old wife before taking his own life. They were discovered on Friday evening at their house in Kendal by their son and daughter-in-law. The invitations for the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton have been sent out. The guest list for the ceremony at Westminster Abbey in April includes wounded servicemen, around 100 royals and some celebrities. And the weather, it'll be mostly dry but rather cloudy and misty, with northern Scotland seeing the best of any sunshine. Persistent rain will move into western areas by the end of the day. BBC News and weather at 1:02.
And it was read by David Cornett. Well, time now on Radio 3 for today's edition of The Early Music Show with Lucy Skeeping.
Welcome to a programme of highlights from a concert given last summer, the second of our programmes this weekend, featuring music from the Utrecht Festival of Early Music. Each year, this pretty Dutch cathedral city, with its network of canals and waterside cafes, plays host to what's become the world's largest early music festival, bringing in a multitude of top artists who mingle with locals, tourists, and, of course, a sea of bicycles in its historic cobble streets. Not that today's performers had to travel very far. They're Musica ad Rainham, an ensemble based in nearby Amsterdam. And in keeping with the festival theme of French Baroque music, their programme featured French-born composers, along with those who were influenced by the French style. The instrumental lineup we'll hear is flute, violin, viol de gamba, cello and harpsichord. And for this concert, they were joined by a singer, the Dutch baritone Maarten Koenigsberger, who we'll hear in a lovely cantata by André Compra. But first, they begin with music by Telemann, a little suite for four instruments that I think is up there with some of the best music he wrote. And there's certainly a lot to choose from, since Telemann was unbelievably productive. This was written in 1730 in Hamburg, where he was leading a very busy professional life as director of the city's five main churches and in charge of just about all the music making in the area. And yet, like any self-respecting German composer of his time, Telemann was thoroughly attuned to the most fashionable styles of the day, namely the Italian and the French. He called himself a great amateur of French music, in the sense of loving it. And in these quartets, he shows a real feel for that close-knit style of instrumental writing with a series of dance-inspired movements. As you'll hear, there's a lovely playfulness between the violin and the flute, which is played by the group's director, Jed Wentz. Born in Ohio, he's become one of the leading exponents of the Baroque flute, and he now lives in Holland, one of the great centres for early music study these days, where he teaches, conducts and continues to publish academic articles on 18th century style. So here he is, with Musica ad Rainham in Telemann's Suite in B minor. Five movements, beginning with a lively prelude. Thank you. Suite in B minor from Quadri by Telemann, one of the highlights of the concert given at last year's Utrecht Early Music Festival by Musica ad Rainem, directed by the flautist Jed Wentz. For their next piece, they're joined by a singer, the baritone Martin Koenigsberger, who's based in Amsterdam and whose career covers a great variety of different music, from Monteverdi to Mozart and contemporary as well. Here, though, he performs a cantata by André Compre, one of the perhaps more neglected composers of the French Baroque. Born in Aix-en-Provence, Compre began his career in the church. He was evidently rather forward-looking, though, introducing violins into the services for the first time, much to the dismay of some of the more conservative canons. But his heart was in the theatre. And under the patronage of Philip of Orléans, he produced some lively secular pieces. This is Les Femmes, a charming little rococo entertainment in which the protagonist, exhausted by the hardships of love, decides to renounce women altogether and retire to the depths of the forest. It's in seven short sections. "I seek a secluded refuge," he tells us in the languorous introduction, "where my too tender soul might be safe from love." He sings of the amorous slaves and formidable mistresses who have cruelly scorned him. And then, perhaps as a warning to us all, he lists the despised female characteristics one by one. "The coquette betrays us, the prude makes us despair, the jealous angers us, beauty is fickle, and the indolent woman is tedious," he tells us. "Her insipid languishing merely sends our hearts to sleep." Well, in the gentle fourth section, he calls upon the night for solace. And finally, he vows to take no further part in love. "No more chains, no more beauties, no more suffering. I bid you adieu forever." Martin Koenigsberger and Musica ad Rainem with Compre's cantata Les Femmes.
Accessible, je cherche un entre caché où mon âme trop sensible contre l'amour puisse être en sûreté. Par les vents et par l'orage, je fus longtemps agité. Par les vents et par l'orage, je fus longtemps agité. Par les vents et par l'orage, par les vents et par l'orage, je fus longtemps agité. Je fus longtemps agité. Désert de tranquillité, regret de la liberté, faiblesse de mon naufrage, vous serez ma félicité. Désir de tranquillité, regret de la liberté, faiblesse de mon naufrage, vous serez ma félicité. Par les vents et par l'orage, je fus longtemps agité. Par les vents et par l'orage, je fus longtemps agité. Par les vents et par l'orage, par les vents et par l'orage, je fus longtemps agité. Je fus longtemps agité.
La coquette nous trahit, la prude nous désespère, et la jalouse en colère irrite qui la chérit. La tête capricieuse, la savante audacieuse tyrannise qui la suit. L'indolente est ennuyeuse, ses insipides langueurs ne font qu'endormir nos cœurs. Ne font qu'endormir.
borne mes rêveries. Je borne mes rêveries à l'émail de nos prairies. Je borne mes rêveries à l'émail de nos prairies. Je borne mes rêveries à l'émail de nos prairies. À l'émail de nos prairies. À l'émail de nos prairies. Je vais passer mes loisirs sur la bord d'une fontaine si je pousse des soupirs. C'est pour recevoir à l'aile des flèches sans épire. Je borne mes rêveries. Je borne mes rêveries à l'émail de nos prairies. Je borne mes rêveries à l'émail de nos prairies. Je borne mes rêveries à l'émail de nos prairies. À l'émail de nos prairies. À l'émail. De nos prairies. Que les amants dans leur chaîne soient tristes ou satisfaits, que les belles désormais souffrent ou posent des peines. Je n'y prends plus de part dans le fond des forêts de mes jours affaiblis. Je vais passer le reste qui n'en coûte à nos cœurs qu'exceptionnel.
Les Femmes, a cantata by André Compre, performed by the baritone Martin Königsberger and the instrumentalists of Musica ad Rhenum, directed by Jed Wentz. You're listening to the Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and highlights of a concert of mainly French Baroque music from last year's Utrecht Festival of Early Music. The elegant French style, with its innate grace, its dances and character pieces, was admired and indeed imitated throughout Europe. And the Italian composer Francesco Gimignani fell under its spell himself with his collection Pièce de Clavecin, written in the early 1740s. They may have been based on his own violin sonatas, and Gimignani was an astounding virtuoso fiddler, but they nevertheless show just how much he understood the art of the keyboard as well, with ornamentation, dynamics, and that special sort of musical poetry that defined so much French music of the Baroque. The harpsichordist here is Michael Borgstader, with a wonderfully free and inventive prelude. And he follows it with one of François Couperin's most famous harpsichord pieces, Le Rossignol en Amour. Couperin was a musician at Versailles, and in the last few years of Louis XIV's reign, he published the first of four elegantly engraved harpsichord books, giving each of the pieces an evocative title, the name of a courtier perhaps, or some animal or bird whose colours or movement inspired him. But first, the prelude in D minor by Gimignani.
Thank you.
two pieces for harpsichord performed by Michael Borgstäder, Le Rossignol en Amour, The Nightingale in Love by François Couperin, and before that, Francesco Gimignani's Prelude in D minor. Well, there's just time for one more highlight from this concert, and we've chosen a really delightful work. I don't think the composer would even mind if I called it fun, and maybe just a bit frothy too. His name is Louis-Gabriel Guillemin, musician at the court of Louis XV and violinist in the orchestra of the king's colourful mistress, Madame de Pompadour, whose own entertainments were pretty legendary. Guillemin's mainly instrumental pieces were given largely in private concerts for the king and queen. And in fact, hanging out in the company of the very rich was Guillemin's eventual downfall. He drank heavily, got into serious debt, and it's thought took his own life. But let's cast our minds back a few years to when he was the darling of the nobility, the star turn often of the lavish court concerts. The sonata we're going to hear is entitled Conversation galante et amusante, four movements full of wit and grace at the sort of technical displays that surely would keep even the sleepiest courtier awake after a long and extravagant supper. So for the final music in today's early music show, here's Musica ad Rainham again. Igor Ruhatsa on the violin, Cassandra Lukart, viol da gamba, the cellist Job Ter Haar, harpsichordist Michael Borgstäder, and the group's director Jed Wentz, leading from the flute, with Guillemin's Sonata in F minor.
Thank you.
Conversation galante et amusante, a sonata in F minor performed by Musica ad Rhenum, directed from the flute by Jed Wentz. And that ends this weekend's highlights from the Utrecht Festival of Early Music, recorded by our colleagues at the European Broadcasting Union. I'm Lucy Skeeping, and in the Early Music Show next Saturday, I'll be presenting part of a concert given in Bruges with works by Muffet, Schmelzer and others that evoke the Turkish siege of Vienna in the late 17th century. And you'll hear them played alongside some real Turkish music of the period, which should be interesting to compare. So I hope you'll join me then.
And as Lucy said, you can join her for that Early Music Show programme next Saturday at the same time. That's just after the 1 o'clock news here on BBC Radio 3. Well, over on BBC 4 television this week, there's a laying on of hands.
Sculpture seems to have changed more radically in the last 100 years than in the preceding 30,000.
You know, in the past, we wanted to make sculptures of gods and heroes, but you're wanting to make sculptures of the hairs underneath the bed.
The art critic Alistair Souk discovers how 20th century Britain was at the forefront of an international sculptural revolution.
From Epstein and Gill right through to Caro and Hirst, British sculptors have led the way, thanks to their restless originality.
Romancing the Stone, the Golden Ages of British Sculpture, continues on Wednesday night at 9 on BBC 4.
Here on BBC Radio 3 in a few minutes, Radio 3 requests your requests this Sunday, including, among other things, Poulenc's Litanies to the Black Virgin and Bob Dylan's It's All Right, Ma. That's at 2 o'clock. Until then, to Greece, this is the mournful dance of the Kleftes. More song than dance, in fact. It's from the 36 Greek dances by Nikos Skalkotas. Dance of the Kleftes from the 36 Greek Dances by Nikos Skalkotas, with the BBC Symphony Orchestra there, conducted by another Nikos, Nikos Christodoulou. That music from 1935. You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 2 o'clock, and now here's Fiona Talkington with more of your Radio 3 requests.
Thank you, and a very good afternoon. Several requests for this first piece, one of the most beautiful waltz tunes of all time. The second movement from Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, Neville Marriner conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Such an uplifting tune, and it was requested by Martin Evans, who wanted it played for his wife, also by Anne Jones from Evesham, with thoughts of her violinist daughter, and also by Mrs. Vera Schemmelt from Stoke-on-Trent, who tells us she's 96 and that Tchaikovsky is one of her favourite composers. Coming up later on this afternoon, my guest requester is the actor Jonjo O'Neill, who's currently rehearsing Mercutio with the Royal Shakespeare Company's Romeo and Juliet. And there's music by Poulenc, by Michael Haydn, and a couple of rather interesting rarities too. My own choice this afternoon pays tribute to the singer Maureen Lahan, who died just after Christmas. So many people will remember her for her outstanding Handel performances, in particular in the 60s and 70s. But in more recent years, since the death of her husband, the composer Peter Wishart, she dedicated so much of her time in his memory to her educational projects.